ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 19, Text 13. Atrina charita hantum. Atrina charita hantum.
Atrina charita hantum.
Prithu putro maharatha. Prithu putro maharatha anvadha vata sankrutas anvadha vata sankrutas tistha tistheti cha pravat tistha tistheti cha Chabravit Atrina charita hantum Prithu putro maharatha Anvadhavata shankrudhas Tista tisteti chabravit Atrina charita hantum Prithu putro maharatha anvadhavata sankrudhas tista tisteti cha bravit atrina by the great sage atri choditaha being encouraged hantum to kill Pitu Putra the son of King Pitu Maharataha a great hero Anvadhavata followed Shankrudhaha being very angry Tista Tista just wait just wait Iti, thus, cha, also, abravit, he said. Translation and purport by Dvayan Gaisa is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When the son of King Pitu was informed by Atri of King Indra's trick, he immediately became very angry and followed Indra to kill him, calling, wait, wait. Purport. The word tista tista are used by a Kshatriya when he challenges his enemy. When fighting, a Kshatriya cannot flee from the battlefield. However, when a Kshatriya or a coward flees from the battlefield, showing his back to his enemy, he is challenged with the word tista tista. A real Kshatriya does not kill his enemy from behind. Nor does a real Kshatriya turn his back on the battlefield. According to Kshatriya principles and spirit, one either attains victory or dies on the battlefield. Although King Indra was very exalted, being the king of heaven, he became degraded due to his stealing the horse intended for sacrifice. Therefore he fled without observing the Kshatriya principles. And the son of Prithu had to challenge him with the word tista tista. So this story is from a long time ago, in the other age. We're living now in Kali Yuga. This is the age where we do not sacrifice horses, or any sacrifice, like that kind of animal sacrifice. So this happened long time ago. In other yugas, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, there are different processes where one follows that process very strictly according to the Vedic principles. So there is a horse sacrifice. In sacrifice horse, the perfection of the sacrifice, that if you sacrifice a horse or another animal, perhaps you get a new life instantly. That is the result of a sacrifice, a good sacrifice. So that's, if the brahmanas are pure and that they are following everything strictly, and they chant the mantras very correctly, and each syllables correctly, and the atmosphere is very pure and clean, and the brahmanas are very pure themselves, they have the power to give a new life. So if you put a horse in the fire in a yajna, they are able to give a new life to the horse as a human being. They'll come out as a human being. So that's not recommended for this age, because this age no one can give a new life. So Katriya is mentioned here. They have very sense control. It's not that Katriya means that they can they have the power to hurt others. Katriya means one who hurt others to protect. So that's why here it's mentioned that they observe the Katriya principle, that they observe the principles of Dharma, the spirit of a Katriya, that they are very sense control, that they observe the religious principles. And another point here is that King of Heaven, Indra, they have a power and position in the material world to rule the heaven, and that when they rule the heavenly planets, they're not pure devotees, so they have material desires. So it's not that if one is a leader means that they are necessarily they are pure in consciousness. They are attracted to material things. So this is why King Indra was full of envy, and he was making a show of a sannyasi in the previous verse. He was wearing a dress of a sannyasi, but he was not sannyasi. Even if one is a grihastha, if he is following the religious principles, he's like a sannyasi. So similarly, in those days, the Katriyas, they're very pure, like we see in the Bhagavad Gita and in Kurukshetra, battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Katriyas, they were fighting in the battlefield and the Kurukshetra battlefield, but they were not fighting with children and women and throwing, like these days, they throw a bomb in the city and it kills everyone. But that time, you know, they had the Kurukshetra, where away from the city, the selected place where they were fighting, among the selected Katriyas, against equal to each other. So, and they had such weapons that they could penetrate in the womb of a mother and not kill the mother. So they had such weapons. Now we have weapons. Not such weapons exist. They kill everyone, including good people and bad people. But they could penetrate. They had weapons. Astra means weapons. The celestial weapons that they could penetrate. If you're hiding under the water, they can find you. So there are different points mentioned. the Kshatriya principles and the principles of the Dharma. The Dharma, any religion, they have to follow the principles of real Dharma. The real Dharma is to protect the citizens. The king or the prime minister or the whatever you call it, the leaders, their prime duty is to protect the citizens. They make promises, but they cannot protect the citizens. So Bhagavatam is mentioned here that Srimad Bhagavatam actually is the scripture that root out all those adharma principles and tells us the truth, that truth that is absolute truth, that a kshatriya, he is real, and a sannyasi, one who is following the principles of a sannyas, he has the power to, from his own purity, he has the power to make others Krishna conscious. That's a real sannyasi. So it says in Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita, one should be not a fake or mitachara savuchate, one should not be making a show. One should have each religious order in life, they have their particular qualities in their heart. It's not that they can make a show of what Dharma is. Suppose if I'm making a show here doing singing and dancing, you cannot actually make a show of singing and dancing, but that's real. But that's what I could do for 40 years. But suppose someone is doing things that are just a show, they cannot maintain after a while. After a while, they will fall down to material sense enjoyment. So if we are looking for power and position, looking for some other than Krishna consciousness, you will not be able to maintain Krishna consciousness, because after a while you're overcome by material desires in your heart, and then you want to please those desires. So if you are a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a grihastha, any person in the order of a renounced order of life, in the social order of life, everyone has their particular duty to perform. Sannyasis, they are very pure, they travel and preach Krishna consciousness, and just like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he is a purist, and therefore he has the power to influence so many all over the world to take up Krishna consciousness because of their purity. Purity comes from chanting Hare Krishna by associating with devotees and following the orders of your spiritual master. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating. Following the principle very strictly. Taking prasadam, not other things. So if you have genuine desire to serve Krishna, you will want to follow this principle strictly. So if you like Indra, steal horses that is meant for sacrifice for your own sense and enjoyment, so that's not correct. That is irreligious. So similarly, in our Krishna consciousness, we have such a big movement. ISKCON Society is a very big movement. We have so many devotees all over the world, and if we have a desire to for position, for material this material enjoyment in this society, you come for different reasons than serving Guru and Krishna, you can get that. Because this Hare Krishna movement is a very big movement. You can get whatever you need. But everybody will know, okay, this person is this, and that person is that. So if you want to attract Krishna, if you want to influence Krishna, if you want love for Krishna, if you want to Krishna to look at you, then your behavior, your activity has to be dovetailed in such a way that you can attract Krishna. If we are here, other than that, if you want to become a temple president, if you want to become a head pujari, or a head cook, a sweeper, that's all good things, because you're, those things are for serving Krishna. But then we think in our heart that you're overcome by ego, false ego. In our heart we think, oh, I have this position. You know, a story in the Bhagavatam is mentioned that a mouse was attacked by the cat, and there was a sage, and the sage has the power to give whatever you want. So the mouse, being attacked, you know the story, went to the sage, and he asked the sage if he can become a cat. And he says, "Tathasta." Yeah, so it be. So he became a cat, and the cat was being attacked by a dog. And then he went to the sage and says, "Can you make me a dog?" He says, "Tathasta, you may become a dog." And what else? Dog was attacked by who?
Lion.
And I don't know if the lion doesn't come to the city to attack the dog, they're in the city. They're everywhere. So, the dog went to the sage, "Can you make me a lion?" A tathasta. So it be. You may become a lion. We don't have anybody like that here. Because if I have so many desires, I want to become this, I want to become the sage, will make me do that. That's why we don't have such sage. We have to ask the sage, "Can I become a Krishna conscious? Can I make really nice new preparations every time I cook?" You know, something that we can serve Krishna nicely. But the materialistic people, they want from Krishna material things. So the lion was licking, because lion's hungry. They want to eat the sage. That's what happened to us. We get some power. "Oh yeah, here I am. I'm so and so." So to always remember, we are servant of our Guru Maharaj. We are servant of Krishna. Don't become proud. We have nothing to be proud of. We are Krishna's servant. Servant of the servant. Das and das. A servant should never think that he is a master. So the sage made him into a Punarmasika Bhava. You become a mouse again. Back to your where you came from. So, you know, Indra, he forgets that he's a servant of Krishna. He has the power to maintain the heavenly planets, the manager of the heavenly planets. It doesn't mean, there are so many planets and universes. Krishna is the creator of all of it, all the universes. So, we, tiny living entities, we become, enamored, bewildered by Maya. So this is the Maya is so strong that even a great sage, they become bewildered by sense gratification. Underlying principle of all these things is sense gratification. How I am the enjoyer. So when we can really understand what is our real position, that we are eternal servant to Krishna, then there is no problem. Everything will go harmoniously. Just like sometimes we go off to take prasadam, me and John were talking about this. Everybody helps themselves when you're supposed to serve the devotees. It's like a chaos up there. So I don't want to go up there to eat. It's like, so there are people, there are guests who are serving. We go up there and everyone starts helping themselves. So we forget that we are here to serve the Vaishnavas. We are here to serve Krishna, we're here to serve Prabhupada. We're here when we should be the last. Serve others, eat last. That's a very great quality of a devotee. So humility is the principle, the ultimate principle of dharma, of a devotee. Jewel the qualities. So when we forget this, our position as a servant of Krishna, we want to become the enjoyer. That's why we're here in this material world. The reason we're here in the material world, because we want to become enjoyers. So Krishna created this material world. Here you go. Enjoy. Try to. So, we should always remember that don't forget the dharmic principle. The demigods are like great devotees, suras, they're great devotees, but they are not ultimate devotees. They forget that they are servant of Krishna. They get carried away by power they have to control. The controlling power is the problem we have. Like one of the first words I learned in the Hare Krishna movement when I first joined in India, because at that time there was all Americans, and they say, "Who is in charge around here?" The first word I learned, "In charge." Yeah. And the second word, "No mangalati, no prasadam." I'm in charge. That's the first word you learn. So, you know, even though you practice Krishna consciousness, we have this controlling power in us. I'm the controller, and you are not. I tell you what to do. You know. So, Srila Prabhupada was never like that. Srila Prabhupada was the perfect leader. But Srila Prabhupada, who was acharya. Acharya means one who sets by his own example. Acharya, teaches by his own example. In the beginning, he used to cook, serve the guests, clean the place, everything. He himself. We have all these things today because Srila Prabhupada did it himself, single-handedly. So we should never forget that we are the servant of our Guru Maharaj. That is, we should never think, "I am this, I am that. I am the controller." We talk these things, but it becomes a theory. We don't have it, the quality in our heart. Srila Prabhupada, when he says something, he has the quality. We say something, we say it, we may not have the quality in our heart. It's all book knowledge. Pandit scholarly. But in this age, we can attract people to come to Krishna consciousness because they will see our own example. Oh, this Prabhu, this Bhakta, they're so wonderful, so nice. Devotees all glorify each other. So we have a tinge of envy in our heart. Jealousy, a tinge. It expands. We have to give up that. We're here in the material world, we have that jealousy, we have the envy that in our heart. Oh, Krishna is the enjoyer, and I'm not. We're in this spiritual world, as soon as you see Radha and Krishna enjoying, they're together, we may think, "Oh, look at them. It's just a teen's desire." Boom! In the material world. Down in the material world. Punarmasika bhava. And the mouse became the lion by the mercy of the sage. After becoming the lion, was licking his tongue, he wanted to eat the lion, the sage. So, if we have the teen's desire, "Well, God is enjoying, he is." In Bengal, they always say, "Keno, keno, keno. Why? You know, Krishna has 16,000, why not me? Why? They're all challenging. We're not the enjoyer. How many can we have? How much can we eat? We are our limited. Our enjoyment is extremely limited. You know, like Indian people, you know, like you go home after a hard day of work in your office or whatever you do, you go home, and then first thing you do, maybe you have some bhujia, snacks, right? That's crunchy stuff. Sit in front of the TV. I don't know, devotees don't do it, because I know, don't think, you know, I'm in Hare Krishna, I know these things. So I lived in Indian homes. They come home, throw everything, have some snacks. But they have such a hard day. And then, so when devotees work hard, you know, you can come to the temple. Pay a big dandabad, a full obeisances in front of the deity. As soon as you pay your obeisances in front of the deity on the marble floor, sometimes devotees like literally they hit the head on the ground. You can see, you can hear it from the end of the temple. Boom! And then when you actually do that, you feel all your desires are like gone from your head. And you feel relief. Krishna blesses you. Krishna is always watching us. He's blessing us. Sometimes in the kitchen, on a festival day in the kitchen, there's thousands of people. And so much going on. It's like a hurricane in there. So much stuff going on. And then the day comes, there's nobody there. Just me. I feel fantastic. It's like so peaceful. Nobody around. I can cook peacefully. But devotees are never alone. We're always with Krishna. Krishna is in the heart. And just feels, sometimes we need some time for ourselves to be alone. But then when we come to the temple and see we're surrounded by devotees and we're having a fired up kirtan, it just feels so good, isn't it?
Yes.
Even though we like to be lonely a little bit. A psychiatrist, someone like that, they also, you need time on your own. We don't talk like that. We want to be around, surrounded by devotees. So when you're in the temple, we're surrounded by devotees. But it feels fantastic. I say, if we don't go around, hey, Prabhu, you're hitting me. You step on my feet, Prabhu. What are you doing? I've been here 2 years, and sometimes so crowded here, I haven't heard anyone saying that to me. Because everyone is relishing Krishna consciousness. We were so ecstatic amongst each other. You know, we go to India, and you are living in Melbourne. I mean, I've been here in the 1980s. When I walked down Swanson Street, I had to look for people to come by because it's so quiet at that time. And I was the only Indian. So, you know, are you a cricket player or are you from Pakistan? Like that. There was hardly anybody, no Indians around. And I was like, where's the Australians? And it's so crowded. You know, what I was saying. Yeah, so when you're around devotees, you don't feel that you're so crowded. You just feel, because our mentality is spiritually surcharged. Our mind is focused on Krishna. If you want to be like Indra, everything is me. You know, you're so scared because your position is going to be taken away. And you get scared. I'm eternal president here for 30 years. I wish I could last till another, till 70. Yeah. But I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying, if I am in the position, I would be thinking like the same. But if we can manage and be part of Krishna consciousness to run the temple nicely, that's wonderful service. But if we have any other motive and desire to control, then, you know, or say, I'm the best Mridanga player. You know, I remember during Prabhupada's time, there was no fancy Mridanga players because everybody was just bashing, you know. Yeah. And I thought, this is easy to learn Mridanga because you just bash. You know? So I was the best basher. Because if you see me now, everybody else fancy, I can't follow you. Because I just, but if I hit the drum so hard, you can't copy because it's so fast. It makes sense. It sounds coming and it goes rhythm, there's rhythm. So during Prabhupada time, it's like, you know, we learn everything in Krishna consciousness very... So I remember, I'm thinking, I'm the best Mridanga player. Because I was. But I hit the thing so hard, others couldn't copy. And that's why people remember, that's the guy that, you know. So whatever we do, we have to always remember Krishna is the doer. He is the enjoyer. My Guru Maharaj is the doer. By His mercy, I'm able to do anything. Our character, our qualities is only possible by the mercy of our Guru. That's all. That's the best way to think. If you're humbler than the grass, no one can hurt you. No one. You walk on the grass never say, "Hey, you! Get away!" Right? Cut the trees, still standing. The trees didn't protest. All of a sudden, the trees go, "Oh, no! No. Still. So we, if you are humble in the grass, we have a very tall tree, big tall tree. We have a tall tree here, one tall tree there. There's no fruit in it. Sometimes walking, boom, you get hit by a date falling from the tree. Right? Sometimes a big storm comes, a tall tree can be probably, you know, falling down from the storm, hurricane. So if you have grass, nothing can hurt you. So similarly, we give the example that if we can be humbler than the grass, jinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishtana, taller than a tree. The tree standing, people cut the trees, standing in the middle of, you know, freezing cold, snowing, storm, still standing. If we have that kind of attitude in Krishna consciousness, you're perfectly situated. No one can hurt you. So that is the standard of Krishna consciousness. Never think, oh, no, I'm this kind of man. Always in the mood of pleasing others. Like when I'm cooking, I like this temple so much because they gave me so much service, I love it. I didn't say, I'm so tired of this place. You know, I'm going to another temple. I'm here for like 35 years. Time to take a break. Now I've got another temple. I live in a farm and chant my japa. You know, look at the blue sky and these beautiful cows that doesn't give milk. You know, that's not our mood. Srila Prabhupada started all our temples in the big cities. He's in New York. He left Vrindavan. Go to that horrible place. And here in Melbourne, in the city. And these are Ruchi boys, they're all in the street. Yeah, you didn't go to the farm to do your Harinam. They go in the city where people are. Here you'll be more enthusiastic, huh? You're doing Harinam 24 hours, you're like, full on. So much enthusiastic, people are attracted to you. So purity is the force. So if you are like Indra, then you become a fake. Indra was faking. I told this story before. When I was in Vrindavan, Gurukul, and there was this Vishnu came to the temple, four-armed Vishnu. Everyone was looking for Vishnu. So Vishnu appeared in the temple. So the Vishnu had four arms, obviously, and the two arms was not moving. The two were moving. So. You know, in India, the kids stay in the villages, they throw rocks and stuff at the sadhus. They come by. So this guy had four arms, two wasn't working. The Vishnu has four arms, but all are working, functioning. So the two were fake. It was just like this. The other two was like, just stuck there, wooden. So you're not Vishnu, you have fake two arms. So if we're faking Krishna consciousness, faking to be what we are not, that's sooner or later will be exposed in Krishna consciousness. The devotees are always, we are good at it, exposing each other. Like I remember in early days in Mayapur, if you are chanting japa in the temple, I've seen here many devotees chanting japa in the morning at 6 o'clock, 5:30, like that, and everybody is chanting so nicely. And then someone, they have their eyes closed, and then they're really deeply meditating. So I went very close to them, and then they're snoring while they meditate. They weren't chanting. So we had one sannyasi, his name is Srivikram Swami. You know him? Srivikram Swami. And he used to wear a big chadar like, you know, inside the chadar he had his water gun. Yeah. Big water gun. And he was sleeping. He squirted water on us. I said, where is the water coming from? But he tucked it away under his chadar. So the devotees are always exposing us. There's no time for being fake in Krishna consciousness. We will expose instantly. Immediately we are exposed. So, this is sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. If we live in the association of devotees, we are exposed. Don't say, ah, Prabhu, who are you to tell me what? No, we never say like that. Thank you, Prabhu, for correcting me. Thank you for telling me how I to perform devotional service. I like it. Tell me more. Well, we don't go around kicking people in the head and stuff. But tell them nicely. Early days will kick us out. You think here, you get up there, you know, you're sleeping very nicely. They come with a bucket of water. Yeah. And you don't find your blanket there somewhere else. They put it purposely, they put it somewhere. You're looking for your blanket. By the time you're awake, so you have to get up. So there are so many rules. So first principle of a devotional service of Krishna conscious person is that we have to be free from jealousy, we have to be free from envy, we have to be free from all material desires. Become pure. Oh, I can't do that. Sorry. I'm not the person. This Hare Krishna is for you guys. I need to have some envy and jealousy. I want to be people. I want to be wherever people have these qualities, envy and jealousy. Not here. You people are too pure. That's so. If our purpose of Krishna consciousness is to become a good devotee, oh no, yeah, it's materialistic to be a good devotee. This material desire. No, that's okay to become a good devotee. You know, every devotee is special. Just like, what's your name?
Nikeshwari.
Nikeshwari, right? A very difficult name. Yeah. It's long. Say, my name, Prabhav, easy. Love to the Prabhupada for giving me that name, just straight. So I wasn't happy when Prabhupada gave me that name. He said, oh, that name is too simple, right? A long name. And very complicated. But Prabhupada knew I was quite simple, just chanting and was in classes and not so technical. So he cooked the khichdi the other day and it was so good. You know that upstairs? He made about 3 buckets of khichdi and there was less people and everyone was eating like mountains. And so he may not know how to cook, but they throw him in the kitchen, then he figured it out how to cook. So we didn't go to university to learn how to cook khichdi. But we learn by cooking. But we learn how to perform our service by doing it. And you're giving big class and yeah, according to the Bhagavatam verses, like coming out like a machine gun. And then you can't even make, you know, simple khichdi for Krishna. You know? So Pandit in Krishna consciousness means one who can perform devotional service nicely. Service, our society is where we do service to Krishna. So when you speak the philosophy, quoting verses, but the purpose of it all is to do our service nicely. Das and das. So if we don't have that attitude, we have the desire for name and fame and we will become like Indra. You know, Indra once became a pig. You know, pig. I haven't seen in Melbourne. And you go to Vrindavan, you see pig around. A lot of pigs. Hogs. Hogs is a better word. And we see them, they're never clean animal. They're like all just rolling in the gutter. The body is black and dark from all the stuff. And I saw in an Australian farm a pig. And it's really white color and everything. How can it be? And they don't roll around the gutter. They're all clean, just eating grass like a donkey. And I thought, wow. So in India, the pigs, this is not a good animal. And they just dust it. If you give them nice halwa, they won't eat it. They just dust it and roll it in the ground in all the dust and dirt, then they eat it. So Indra became a pig once. He was cursed by the sage. And so Indra is in a heavenly planet. It's a high position to be king of Indra, king of heaven. So he was very happy. He had little pigs, his children, and many other pigs. And he was going around and eating it. And he was very happy. But they didn't have a king in heaven. So they came down, the Brahma came down, can you come up? He said, no, I don't want to go to heaven. I'm very happy here. I like all my, you know, my children here, and they're enjoying here. I have a big family, and they're gonna have their family, and it'll be a very big a dynasty of pigs. And we're gonna have a wonderful life here, and live here forever in a pig family, and you can have more than one wife. It's fantastic. And pigs, and they're going sniffing around. So he didn't want to come to heaven. Even Brahma came down, couldn't convince him. So I don't know what happened. His life was coming to an end, so he came back to heaven. So our position is same. We get very bewildered by, we have such a wonderful home in the spiritual world. You know, we have Krishna as our Supreme Father, God, Supreme, and we are attracted to all this thing in this world that's going to be not here anymore after a while. Oh yeah, my children, my son, my daughter, my home in Melbourne, my home in India, my home in, you know, it's on and on. The suffering is there. We want sense enjoyment. We want to embrace sense gratification. But you have to pay for it. You have to pay for it with hard work. And you see the brahmacharis here. Whenever I came to the ashram, whether it's daytime or nighttime, whenever, they're having a good time. Chanting mantra and, and you're having doing puja, going around chanting japas, having a good time, going to Harinam. Such a good life. Before, I remember in the 80s, we used to go chanting in the street, they said, "You Hare Krishna, get a job! Get a good job! You know, this is Hare Rama, Hare Krishna." In India, they don't say that. There goes the Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Here they go, "Get a job!" Nowadays, there's no job because they don't have enough jobs. Or else, the Indian people have taken it. The locals are on, government funds. So if you want a real good job, you come to Hare Krishna. It's a wonderful place. Srila Prabhupada was riding in a really good car. They picked him up in a big car, limousine. Nowadays they have limousine better than before. So the people in America, they said, "Swamiji, you're supposed to be renounced. Why are you going in such a lavish and expensive car? You are Swami. You are renounced." And Swami Prabhupada said, "God rides in a airplane made out of gems and diamonds and flour. What's my disciples just giving me this tin can machine?" Srila Prabhupada came to Chicago, and they made him a Vyasasan like this. Very big Vyasasan. He had to walk up to get to it. Really fancy. And Prabhupada just sat on the floor, on a mat. So they all said, "Prabhupada, you sit up there, that's your Vyasasan." He didn't sit. He said, "No, because it's too fancy. If I sat there, you'll be jealous." So that's why he didn't sit. He said, if you give me permission, I'll sit there. So he knows the mind of each other. So, we live in Krishna consciousness. We need to see what is the anartha in our heart. What is the weed? Then we need to pluck it out. The weed. The weed is growing in our heart in the form of jealousy, in the form of envy. This is the main bad quality, that the reason why we are in the material world, because of the jealousness of God. Ultimately, Krishna is the enjoyer and I'm not the enjoyer. You know, the nice food comes to offer to Krishna, and Krishna is enjoying all this, and why I'm not enjoying? Okay, try to enjoy like Krishna. You cannot. Krishna has milk sweets, Mangal Arati sweets. Of course, in Melbourne we never see it because it disappears. You know, rasamalai, my favorite. I love rasamalai. And then rasagulla, another one's here because they are so hard. Rasamalai, rasagulla, what else? Sweet rice, burfi, sundaes, five sweets. He has it when he wakes up in the morning. And no diabetes. He should have it first thing in the morning. I see you guys in the ashram, you get up in the morning and have your warm water because you want to clean your stomach. Krishna has five sweets because he is the enjoyer. He can eat that. And he is only eating a little bit in a small cup. He can eat like a big bowl of it. And then he gives it away to his devotees. So he's the enjoyer. And I've seen, there's Mataji's here, and there's less Mataji's here, usually there's many here. Some of them are like really skinny. It's a proper Mataji. Can you eat more? He said, no, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to lose weight. And I was doing yoga in China. All are ladies. So, and I bring sweets and stuff. Said, oh, no, it's too sweet. Into Tang, mayo. But the Indian sweet, no, it's too sweet. It is all, the Chinese sweets are very hardly any sugar in it. I can't eat it. I need sweet. And he said, no. He said, it's too sweet. It's too fattening. And I can't lose weight. You know, in Krishna consciousness, this is all bodily consciousness. Take prasadam till a big plate. You can sit on the plate. It's so big. Some of you are and we don't say no. We're not on the bodily consciousness of life. We do what you have to do. Preach Krishna consciousness. So, oh yeah, Prabhu, I don't eat so much because I eat in Gopals. No, they have the more better food. So don't make a fake. You're not eating here, maybe you're eating somewhere else. You know, so, oh yeah, I'm even not even taking water. So when you dive into the river and you're drinking, nobody's watching. One Maharaj is saying like this. Of course, nowadays there's no river, and if you drink water from a river, you'll be dead. There's so much pollution. Before, you can drink water from a river. So my point is, enjoy Krishna consciousness, but be real for yourself. Real. Chant Hare Krishna sincerely, to the heart's content. Open your eyes, Krishna is in front of you. Oh, thank you, Krishna. It will be that attitude. You know, sometimes I think, I'm going to sing to the dance so much that I'm going to fall dead on the floor. But it never happened. Because we're not lucky enough to die in the kirtan. But that's my wish. I don't want to die in a cancer or some hospital or something. You know? And then go to Mayapur and then devotees have to take care of you. Die in the kirtan! Chanting Hare Krishna is our last word. Last medanga. It never happens. Our desire to serve Krishna enthusiastically. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Be enthusiastic, full of life, dynamicness. You know, that's Krishna consciousness. Are you going chanting on the street and then you're looking around the building and this and that? Put your effort into it. Then you can attract Krishna. If you want to attract your friend, if you have that kind of attitude, you will never be able to be successful. Isn't it? So, first thing we need to do is to become truthful devotee. Give up material desires. Give up completely. If you don't, Krishna will take it away. And so, no, Krishna, I want to have this, I want to have that. And at the same time, I also want to serve you. It's like 1 foot in the water, 1 foot in the land. You know, you're balancing it. But that's okay, as long as you have Krishna. But the thing is, sooner or later, we need to become completely pure devotees to go back to Godhead. Not 1 foot in the water, 1 foot in the land. Don't become like Indra. Devotees are better than the demigods. Sura. Because we don't have that material desire like the demigods have. Demigods, they're not pure devotees. They can recognize Krishna, but they're not pure devotees. They're drinking the Soma Ras. You know Soma Ras? Like the Australian beer. They have a big bellies. They're the Aussies. The demigods don't have big bellies. Because they drink Soma Ras. It's very refined. They don't get headaches and side effects and hangover. They can drink and be still good spirit. But then, if they have to die, it's a time's up and they're drinking. Oh, what a job. Very nice. And then your time's up. You'll be cup in your hand and you're falling down in the material world. Take birth in Melbourne. Take birth in the hellish places, New York. You know, so there's no warning. Demigods have no warning. The Indians sometimes they say, oh, I want to go to heavenly planets. So I can drink somewhere else, enjoy unlimitedly. This is a real story I'm telling you. There was this couple and he went to take a bath in the river. In India, we take bath in the river and pukur, small ponds. They're clean and supposed to be. And one day, the man, he saw Shiva also there. And he said, oh, Shiva, we worship Shiva. And he was there. So he went to Shiva. Oh, Shiva, Shivaji. And he says, can you take me to heavenly planets? We're worshipping Shiva to go to heaven, and he was here. So, I said, yeah, sure. Tell me when and how. He said, okay, you come this day, this particular time, and I'll take you to heaven. So then, okay, yeah. So then, he went home, and he was really, really happy. But Shiva told him, don't tell anybody. That's the first thing. Yeah, sure. And then he was really happy, so he couldn't eat his dinner because he was so happy. So his wife asked him, why are you so happy today? And obviously, he said, oh, I can't tell you. That's it, he will be telling. And then, okay, I'll tell you. Tell me. And then, okay, if I tell you, don't tell anybody. And then, oh, I miss you. He said, I can go to heaven. You have to come this time. So really, wow. I don't tell anybody. And she went to fetch water from the tea boil, you know. And he was really happy. And the ladies, they always go in a group. They always like talk and stop chatting. She was really happy. And she said, well, why are you so extra happy today? I said, oh, you know, my husband, oh, yeah. Going to heaven. I'm going with him at this particular day. Before you know it, the whole village knew it. And so the day came. And so she was there to take him to heaven. And then he said, you hold on to my feet. So Shiva is flying up. So he was holding on his feet, and his wife is holding his feet all around the village. Whole village was. And Shiva felt very heavy. So what's going on? And he looked down the whole village, down the line. So this story, I don't know what happened after that. If you dropped, everybody's finished. So then, so that like that, we worship demigods for material things. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to serve Krishna purely, without anything in return. Yeah. No, without any jealousy, without any. So we worship the devotees. We say Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji, Hare Bol Maharaj. We should have the full faith in the desire in the heart to please them. Sometime, I remember I was in the Gurukul and we had to serve Maharajas. That's the worst thing. We don't want to serve because they want to eat these, they want to do that. And I was like our age. So there was one boy, all my friends from the US, and they were like, some of them are really, didn't like some of them. So one boy was supposed to serve Maharaj. So he prepared everything. And he opened the door where Maharaj was, and he said a really bad word to Maharaj. Maharaj, it's time to stuff your face. Something like that. Very bad word. Yeah, so, we shouldn't be like that. We have to have sincere desire to please the devotees. Cook nicely. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But do it, if you do it, full-heartedly.
You cook for the devotees. Do any service to a sannyasi or to anybody, do it with heart, full-heartedness. So Kshatriya here mentioned Kshatriya. Kshatriya is a very powerful person. They're very strong. But their strength is not just physical strength. They live by the religious principles. They live by bhakti. They perform service to Krishna through their dharma by protecting the citizens for real. So devotees of Krishna, they are the topmost. We have to also give up this kind of attitude, material attitude, and become more better devotees to serve Krishna, and Krishna will bless us to become, to do more Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. I explain it very simply. If you have any questions. Yes, Prabhu.
After Kirtan,
Passion. Good question. If you join the Hare Krishna movement, this is 2019, and if you join in the 70s, you wouldn't be asking this question. And because after 40 years of singing and dancing, you break in or whatever, or you maybe go back to Godhead. But nobody's going to sympathize this point. Everyone can, come on, dance. You see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself had kirtan. There was no they never talked about bhajan, or playing harmonium, sitting down. They were full on kirtan. And I remember I came in the 80s, Sydney Temple. I used to come here in Melbourne in the 80s. I came here two times that I broke two medangas here. So they threw me out of this temple. Kurma Prabhu. I went to Sydney, back to Sydney. They said you have to pay for the head, the medanga head. Because they didn't have the clay drum that time. You can only get the medanga head from Los Angeles. And we had spare one in Sydney. I had to send two spare ones here. They probably had them, but they wanted me to pay for it or bring it. So it was like drum broken. So much energy. Nobody said passion. But anyway, the thing is, it depends how our mentality is. Sometimes we are singing and dancing so much. If you can't take it, just go out. Those who can do it. But our principle of Krishna consciousness, we have certain principles we follow. And if we think that we can't do it, just sit down. We have chairs, people sitting. We don't say, everybody have to sit. You know, we soften up the principles. And if you, it's not that everybody here, you come here and we're giving you such nice prasadam. We didn't say you have to eat it, but you eat it. Paneer, sabji, and all this nice kichu with paneer in it. He didn't even complain. They all eat it with big plate. And now we have everyone. So, there's no question of passion. It's your expression of love. You are showing through enthusiasm. Passion means passion for sense gratification. That's different. There's no question of passionate chanting. I remember when I used to live in Perth, there's one devotee, he was really passionate. He used to chant japa and the wooden floor, so you go around, bang, bang, bang. And when in pujari room, the dressing deity is too much. So I was really upset one day. And I told him, Prabhu, we have to. And he got really upset. And I got upset. I said, if you want to chant, so Prahladana Maharaj came. I said, Maharaj, can you speak to him? He said, so he told him, if you want to chant so loud, go to the mountains. Because there's very near there are mountains. You can go and chant there. So you have to see what is the situation. If everybody is, that is different. We know you can hear. But if someone, that's japa. But kirtan is different. Kirtan, you can be full on. But if you think can't take it, just go out. And especially in Melbourne temple, I've seen people always walking out. And during Guru Puja, I looked around, hardly anybody around, just me going around, and a few others. But it depends on the attitude. Goodness, passion, they have material goodness and passion. There's no passion. Passionate means when you act passionately towards gratifying your senses. We don't use this word. We say enthusiastic to serve Krishna, full of enthusiasm. But we don't say full of passionate chanting. No, we didn't explain it that way. But you can say that passionate word when you say, oh, this, look at these people, they are drunk or passionate and ignorant. So we can describe it when it comes to material gratification. So when you're serving Krishna, just like Mataji's man there in the deity room, they're dressing the deity. Having dressed the deity is such a nice thing. And he put the flower here and the thing here and the thing there, going, the headpiece going this way. It's such a meditative service. It happened to be passion. And he was sweating for the heat. And he loved it. And I used to go to Hong Kong temple, I used to dress big Goring Thai. Don't tell anybody because I'm not dressing here. Yeah, you put the flower here and peacock feather in the middle and the side. It's a very meditative service. So when he's chanting Hare Krishna, he sit down, I can't wait. Sit in the temple. You know, 1 hour goes by quick. Before, and 2 hours go, you just chant. You think, oh, my knee, oh, no, push on time, why not? I got to do this. Then you will feel that way. But when you have other motive in your mind, you won't feel the Krishna consciousness. So similarly, when you're singing and dancing enthusiastically, it's pure love. You get tired when you sit down. Once you're doing like that in the middle of it, you won't feel any tiredness. I sit down and I go, oh, I want to continue. Yeah. Isn't it? Yes?
I heard one story with Gopinath Swami and Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Yeah.
Gopinath Swami was singing Manuvati Krita and Bhaktivedanta Swami was dancing. And then Gopinath Swami was very enthusiastic by knowing his dancing. So he kept singing and singing. And then he didn't stop. The Tulsi Puja, the kirtan still kept going. And then it was time to jump up. Bhaktivedanta Swami was dancing so much, and Gopinath Swami was also enthused, so he just kept the kirtan going.
Mangal Arati time.
During the japa time.
Yeah. Oh, japa time.
Yeah, it was already japa by then. Some devotees, they try to sit down and chant the japa, but Bhaktivedanta Swami could not. And they went until Guru Puja, and then they kept going. And I don't know if it was a class.
Well, there's a special time we can do that, time to time. And that depends on who you are. If you are a guru, and you get away with it. But we have regular programs here, and then you do that. management is there, so they have to also see. But that's special because that's Mayapur festival time. Everyone's free. They don't have temple service much. They can go on. I was with Indraguna Swami in New Zealand, and we had a Sunday feast program at 4:30. We finished at midnight. Guests were all gone. They helped themselves with shara. We kept going. Everyone was hanging in the ceiling and took off a shirt. It was really wild. You haven't seen it. And I climbed up the ceiling and spinning and stuff. And everybody was and full temple. They didn't want to eat. They kept going. But that's, so they had the Sunday feast program, the guest that they had programmed for them, take shower and go home. But we continued. And then Mara said, Mangalarati, 12 in night. I went and sleep, and they were up, me and Prahlad. And then they came up with a bucket of water. Afterward. So that depends on the circumstances. But, yeah.
It's a nice example.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it is spontaneous, I remember, I mean, I did, we, years ago when I lived in Vrindavan Gurukul, I had my own team of boys, two Medanga player, Katal, and we'd be all together, we're a team. Like what Harinam Ruchi is this bigger time, that time. They have my own team. So they would ring the bell in the Gurukul, I would run down to temple, and I grab the microphone. We finished the Sandhyarati, and then we went out around the temple, then we went to Loy Bazaar. And Kirtan went till, you know, 9, we came back at 9 o'clock, Arati, we kept going till midnight. And of course now they had 24-hour Kirtan, this before that time. We all felt great, fantastic. This Kadambakananda Swami, that time he was Brahmachari, grandson. He was with me, I remember, we all ran to the... You can talk to him, he remembered that. We ran to Loy Bazaar and back. And no, nobody complained. That's not passion, it's just love. We just love it. And we have the energy, you can do it, that time. I even now I feel I have the energy, but then you know I have to recruit later. Yeah. And then I was with Poland with the Indraduna Swami, and we used to have so much kirtan. And one day I said, I'm not going Harinam. It's too much for me. So I hid myself in the bathroom. Then, from the window you can look down, they all got in the bus and left. And they had a final checkup. They're going around, and nobody thought about somebody hiding in the toilet. And then when everybody left, I came out. So I was just tired, you know, but they have it day in, day every day. 7 hours, 6 hours a day, and then they have evening, the Pandal program, the big tent with 12 people, but I, you know, it's ecstatic, it's ecstatic. But when you think, oh, I'm tired, it gets to you, because your mind, to overcome the mind and all these things, that's the real strength. Yeah. And it really relish the chanting, relish the association, relish the prasharam. We're taking prasharam up there, but we're not relishing, we are just eating too quickly, talking, and but if you relish, it's a different thing. You have the feeling for Krishna, each bite. So the relishing Krishna consciousness is different than just quickly finish eating and that's it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande.